improvise, adapt, and overcome. I mean, that had to be the mantra for millions of small businesses in America during the pandemic, because so many things changed and you had to figure out how to function. And if you didn't, a lot of folks didn't make it. You know that. Well, my next guest, Mike Williams, is Vice President of Operations and Purchasing at Cadillac Products Automotive Company. Mike, good to have you here.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for talking to me.
Glad to have you. And it's an automotive company. If I'm not mistaken, it's a company that's been in the family for a number of years.
Yes, that's correct.
Family-owned, fourth generation, in fact, Cadillac Products. You're a Purdue graduate in engineering, MBA from Michigan State, so you know your way around the business, you know your way around manufacturing. But when things turned to the point that you needed PPE during the pandemic, your company made a radical change in what you make, didn't it?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, we started making some gowns. We weren't making any car parts, but we do know how to convert plastic, so we said, what the heck, let's do it.
And so tell us about how that went. When did that start? What did you make? What was your production like? I mean, tell us a little bit more about your company. How many people are there? How many people are involved with this effort to basically get on your hands and knees and fight back against the pandemic?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have about 300 employees spread around four locations, three of them in Michigan, one in Texas. And then the gown effort, that started March 27th of last year. My cousin's a nurse anesthetist. The other side of our business makes packaging materials, and she was asking her father for trash bags because they were running out of gowns. He had some rubber separator film sitting on his floor in Illinois. They sent it over to Troy, Michigan. We got a team of three other engineers and myself. We went in on a weekend, and we said, okay, can we cut it? Yes, we can cut it. Okay, can we fold it? Yes. Can we seal it? Yes. Okay, hey, we can make a gown. So it took us about 4 days to make our first gown, and then we got some salary volunteers, because at this time, Steve, you know, we're all shut down. The automotive industry shut down. We're all staying at home.
Right.
But so we got some volunteers in our salary staff that said, you know, hey, I don't want to sit home. I want to do something. So they came on. We just restaffed up, and we made some basically fancy pants presses to make these seals, and we just made seven of those stations and had our salary team here volunteering their time. And then as we got, you know, our feet under us, we brought our hourly folks back early to help make that. And then we spread it around our three facilities here in Michigan, just because we, you know, the manual process, you don't make them very fast. But
right.
There was a large demand. So we wanted to spread out and use our available workforce. And we were able to do that and, you know, start donating gowns to the local communities in which we operate. And then, of course, my cousin's hospital, who started the need and kind of alerted us to, hey, we should do something. And, you know, that's how we got going, Steve.
Well, I want to tell the folks a couple of other things. It's not the first time that America has called on your company, your family, Cadillac Products, to answer an urgent need. Because back in 1942, you answered an urgent need. That's where things kind of got started, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, we're a war baby. We were started to meet the urgent needs of World War II. With the need to have waterproof shipping across the Atlantic. We didn't really have plastic yet, so they were using a waxed canvas tinner's joint to keep the spare axles and the spare hoods and the Jeeps and the carburetors from rusting getting across the Atlantic to support the war effort.
So you were born of a crisis in America. You met that challenge. But here's what I find interesting. I find it all interesting, but here's what I find interesting, Mike. Now you've shifted. And part of your business now going forward will be level three gowns. I don't know what a level three gown means. Explain it. But this has now become part of your business plan going forward.
Yes. Yeah. So we, saw an increased need to have, you know, domestically produced PPE, something that you can count on. And so our supply stream for the entire gown is 100% USA. Nothing comes from anywhere else.
And that today is highly unusual. I mean, we all heard the stories about ships being turned around and heading back to China that had gowns and booties and all of these different things, face masks and regular masks and so forth, that were on their way to the United States when the pandemic started to roll out, and they turned around and went back. That was one of the reasons we are pinched so badly here, is because products that had already been ordered never showed up. How important is it to you and to your company and to this country that we have supply chains for things like what you manufacture and much more? How important is it that it gets manufactured right here?
I think it's enormously important. I think it's a strength, a strategic initiative that we should continue to focus on, because when the chips are down, you can only count on yourselves and those around you. And if anything we learned over the last 18 months, you can only count on yourself when things get really tough. So we're ready to go. We've got an automated machine that can now make them much faster than by hand, and it's installed there at Troy, Michigan, and can make over 2 million gallons a year.
And now you have ProTech USA, right? And you're close FDA approval.
We're getting there. We're getting there. We've learned a lot, and I think we're on a final path where we have a level approval for our level 3 gown, which, you know, the levels are just about how much fluid and viruses it can protect against. So level 3 is almost the most protective. Level 4 is the most protective, and then you have level 1 and 2 as well. So we make all three. We don't make a level 4 yet, but we started with level 3. That's the plastic polyethylene gowns that we make.
Right, which are obviously extremely important and will be important long after the pandemic is over. But we, you know, every time we think it's over, it seems to rear its ugly head again, as we're seeing right now around the country. So the demand for your product continues. You found a way to not only help out the country in its time of need, but to create an ability to employ these hundreds of employees you have going forward. And to diversify. And that's brilliant, Mike. It's just brilliant.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it really is. Let me ask you about something else. I know that you are a supporter of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And let me ask you, for your company, when there are things you don't understand or things that need to be on the wall and so on and so forth, because this is the way it is for me. I don't know the answers to everything, but I know that there's strength in numbers and experience. There's no substitute for that. So when I have a big question, I go to the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Do you find yourself doing the same thing?
Absolutely. We'll reach out to any one of our partners or support systems around the state for help. We were able to get a grant from the state of Michigan to help us build this machine, which is very helpful. And, of course, the Chamber of Commerce has been enormously helpful, helping us learn about this new market. Because, you know, we've been an automotive supplier for the past 55 years. This is kind of a different rules of the game here.
Yeah, and for me, same thing. By the way, I tell people this, Mike. I've been a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Every company I've owned, started, done here in Michigan, which has been a few. Always been a member of the Chamber of Commerce because, just like you said, there's no substitute for experience. And you're saying, we didn't know everything, so we had to ask questions. That's what I do. My Chamber, michamber.com, michamber.com. You can find out more about that. And, Mike, how can people find out more about ProTech USA and the PPE and Cadillac products and everything you do, real quick?
Yeah, ProTechUSA.com and then CadProdAuto.com are our websites. But if you just Google Cadillac Products Automotive Company, we're the number one search result.
There you go. And Mike, I tip my hat to you, first of all, for doing the right thing, and secondly, for going, you know what, we could do this full time. Well done, Mike. I really do tip my hat to you and your forward thinking.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for your time today.
Greatly appreciated. All right, it's the Steve Gerber Show. There's a success story. You can do it, America. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down, unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.